Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
Okay, let's try again. So what we were meant to be talking about, let's talk about tonight's dish, Steph. It's looking absolutely fantastic.
Well, what we've got tonight, Will, we have got it's basically Ribblesdale goat's cheese, which is a type of curd cheese. And, you know, I thought it's been such a glorious day. I've been out in the garden. I've been out.
Have you been foraging?
And I have, actually. And I must tell you a really quick, funny story, Will.
Go on.
OK, so I'm down in Knaresborough walking my dogs. This was yesterday. And I'm wandering around and I can't find my phone. So I go to my car and I know I had it in the car.
Right.
Couldn't find my phone. I thought, oh, you know, whatever. So yeah. I'd got out, got the dogs off, went for a walk round Knaresborough. Still came back to my car, still couldn't find my phone, okay. Even though I knew it was in my car somewhere.
Right.
So I thought, oh, well, look, I'll go home, I'll get my house phone and I'll ring it and then I'm sure it'll have fallen down the back of a seat or something.
Oh, right, so you'll go out to your house, yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
So then I drove back to my house, which is about 5 miles, 6 miles from Knaresborough.
Okay, yeah.
Get back to the car, get back to the house, ring the number.
The mobile,
and I
yeah.
can hear the phone ringing. I can hear it ringing. I'm searching around the car. Still couldn't find it. Do you know where it was?
Where?
On the roof.
Oh!
I'd driven six miles and it was on the roof. It was on the roof.
Oh my gosh!
I couldn't believe it.
Well, you must be a very careful driver. That's all I can say for it. So not.
Well, I think the case must have.
Oh gosh! Wow, what a story! Right.
Oh my lord.
Well, that's worth it. Right, we've got to talk about food because. You were talking about this goat's cheese.
Yeah. So this, the amazing goat's cheese, fantastic stuff. Purple sprouting broccoli from Minskip. Sorry, not from Minskip, this one. This one's from Fink. And also some Donka bread from Thomas the Baker. And then some wild garlic dressing, which I've mixed with some miso. Mm. And some crushed hazelnuts.
Mm.
It's very, very healthy, this dish, Will. It's very springtime because of the wild garlic, because Pickering watercress is bang in season now, and Pickering's not that far away from here.
No, it's not.
And very, very healthy, and miso dressing, very healthy. It's a real healthy dish, this, Will. It's good stuff.
It's the bread. Surely that's not even that healthy.
The bread's Donka bread, so it's made by Thomas the Baker. And all I've done is I've put some Yorkshire rapeseed oil on there and baked it in the oven so it's crispy, like croutons. I think it's a little bit naughty, but only a little bit. It is actually not that, you know, unhealthy at all. So a very healthy dish for this week, Will.
Well, I'm also going out for dinner tonight. We're not going out for dinner together. I'm going to a place called the River Arms.
Where's that?
In the village of Riven near Tadcaster. So
fabulous.
A big steak restaurant. So I don't want to eat too much.
No, well, you have fun.
I don't want to spoil my tea. Steph, thank you for that amazing dish.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week. On Stay FM.